It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in the neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Welcome, television neighbor. I'm glad we're together. I want to show you something that I have in this box. You know what that is? Do you know what's inside here? In here? Little peas. In fact, I need to get some of these peas shelled so we can cook them for dinner. So let's just go to the kitchen. Hi, fish. I need a plate here. I want you to see. Have you ever seen peas in their pods? Those are the peas inside the pod. And you just take the peas off like that. And you have the pod. Come on. There it is. Look how many are in there. Imagine those peas growing in there like that. Isn't that wonderful? I've watched very young children do this and do it very well. In fact, there are many things that young children can do. Who can crawl under a table? Who can sit under a chair? Who can fit their feet in little shoes and sleep most anywhere? Who can play very much longer, play much harder than grown-ups ever dare? You're a child, so you can do it. You can do it anywhere. Roll in the grass, squish in the mud, lick an ice cream cone, sing to a bass, splash in a flood, by a stepping stone, all alone. Who can put your hand in my hand and be ready to feel all safe and strong? You're a child, so you can do it. Children do it all life long. It's great to be a child. What do you suppose people could do with these empty pods? Well, some people feed them to farm animals. Some throw them away. What would you do with an empty pea pod if you had one? There's the telephone. Let's see who that is. Hello? Oh, just shelling peas and singing. No, not yet. But I guess we could make up one. Yeah. Well, I'd like to. Eva Kwong. But Eva Kwong's a person who makes pottery. Okay, be glad to come. Thanks. See you. Bye-bye. That was Chef Brockett. He wants us to come to his bakery. He says that Eva Kwong and her grandmother are there making something very interesting. So let's just go to Brockett's bakery right now. We'll come back later. Come along.
Mr. Rogers, ¿cómo está usted?
Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y usted?
Muy bien, gracias.
Good. Is Eva Kwong here?
Yeah, she's back in the kitchen with Chef Brocket.
Oh, good. Well, may I go back?
Sure.
Thank
go ahead.
You. Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Fred. Wait till you see what we're making here today.
Good. How are you, Eva?
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
Glad
How
to
are
see you.
You.
Eva Kwong, my television neighbor. Remember, she makes a beautiful pottery. This is her grandmother, yeah. Poppy.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes. Hi. Now, what are you making now?
Oh, she's gonna make these dumplings wrapped in leaves.
Oh, good. I'd like to see how you do that. And what did she say?
These are the leaves for making the zhong. They're white bamboo leaves. They've been dried.
Uh-huh.
And she soaks them in water first, and then she boils them, and then she soaks them in water for several more days, and she washes them every day.
So that's like a little boat.
Yes.
Then you put things in it?
Yeah. She puts a sticky rice inside.
Uh-huh.
It's called sweet rice. It's stickier than the regular rice we eat. These are mung beans.
Mung beans.
They take the green skin off. That's Chinese sausage.
Uh-huh.
It's dried mushrooms.
Dried
mushrooms. That's ham. In China, they usually use roast pork, but we use ham today. Dried chestnuts. Salted duck egg yolk. They soak the duck eggs in salt and water for 40 days.
40 days.
Dried shrimp.
So, and you're going to put those things in here?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
That's how you wrap them. You start off by putting the rice in the middle.
Uh-huh.
So they make a little nest.
Okay.
She's going to put the beans in next.
Beans. Beans onto the nest. Uh-huh.
And the salted duck egg yolk.
Uh-huh.
The Chinese sausage.
And who taught her to make? Who taught you to make?
She watched her mother made it when she was young. And over the years, then she started helping her mother make it. And then now she makes it all by herself.
But she's taught you too, now.
Yes. Yeah. All my brothers and sisters, we've watched her since we were kids. And now we help her make them also. She put the chestnuts in.
That has quite an artistic look to it, even.
That's the mushroom.
Mushroom inside.
That's the dry shrimp.
Uh huh.
She's
going to
put another mushroom in.
Oh, and then more rice on top.
Yeah, she's going to put more of the sticky rice on top. So all the ingredients are covered with the rice. So when you open it, you see the white rice. She folds the leaf over.
Ah.
And you got to hold it tight.
Make it into a package.
Mm-hmm. And fold it over.
You're going to put string around it?
She's going to wrap it with string so it doesn't come apart in the cooking.
You must have made many of these, Poppy.
She says she makes them every year.
Uh-huh.
So we eat them every year, so she makes them every year. She's probably made hundreds and hundreds of them.
Yes.
We've probably eaten hundreds and hundreds of them too.
That really is a package.
She has to make it tight.
Make it tight.
So the leaf doesn't open up and everything falls out. She ties it 3 times.
You have to pat it?
Yeah, she pats it so sometimes sometimes there's space between the rice so it evens out and makes it more compact and you have the distinct sides.
And then you cook it?
Yes, then we cook in a big pot like this. We put it in water and boil it for many hours.
Wonderful. Now, are these already boiled?
Yeah, those are already boiled and we can open one to eat.
Let's see what it looks like when you open. And that's been boiling for several hours.
Yeah, we boiled it for 4.5 hours, but we had a big pot, a pot bigger than this one.
I see. You have so many different things in your bakery.
I'll tell you, this is a really creative one.
See, it's fun to unwrap it too.
We'll see what it looks like after it's all cooked.
See, the rice is real sticky. And it holds its shape. See, she's going to slice it.
That's how you slice it.
See the different filling inside.
So
you can see the Chinese the sausage, things, the mushroom. Or you can just hold it in your hand with the leaf and eat it like ice cream cone.
And Poppy makes her own knife out of the string. Like,
So you can eat it anywhere.
What a great idea. Look at that. And what do you call it?
Zhong.
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 Zhong. And does that mean zhong. Dumpling? Zhong?
Sort of. Yeah.
Oh, gee. I wonder if I might have one of those.
Yes.
I'd love to take one.
Oh, two.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Oh, those don't have meat, the ham and the sausage for you.
Oh, fine.
That's special for
a vegetarian. Yeah. Oh, thank you very much. How would I say thank you very much,
dear?
Doje. Doje, Poppy. And Doje to you.
Thank you
very much, Amy. It's good to be with you, as always. Thank you.
Cool.
That was very interesting.
I'm glad you liked it, Mr. Rogers.
Yes, thank you. Well, adios.
Adios, Mr. Rogers. Que pase bien.
Oh, gracias.
Adios.
Come along.
That would be $5.
Doce, Papi. That means thank you, Grandma, in the Chinese language. Doce, Papi. Did you hear how Papi said she watched her mother make the dumplings when Papi was a little girl? And now she's teaching Eva, her own granddaughter. There's so many things that children can learn to make from their parents and their grandparents. You might want to think of some of the things that your parents or your grandparents have taught you. And maybe you've learned some things about make-believing from your television friend, me. Let's do some make-believe. I'll clean up the pea pods after a while. Trolley? Okay, last time we pretended about Lady Elaine's putting a car cover on the trolley. So the neighbors decided to make all kinds of covers. Well, let's make believe about making more covers today in the neighborhood of make believe.
This crochet work, I think it's just lovely work. I have enjoyed it.
We're making a balcony cover. Everyone's making some sort of a cover.
Yes, Yes, Trolley, but where's your car cover?
Oh, I haven't seen it. Good. It'll be fun to see Trolley looking like a car.
Oh, of course.
Oh, why, hello, Edgar Cook.
I trust you ladies are well today.
We're fine, thanks.
What brings you to the garden, Edgar?
I am looking for Chef Brockett. Have you seen him here?
Not since we've been working out here, Edgar.
He is helping me to cover my refrigerator.
Oh, that should be fun.
Whatever we do can be fun. It all depends on our attitude.
On our attitude? Well, yes, well, that's true.
I guess so.
There's a car on the trolley track.
Oh, that's Trolley's cover. It looks very good.
I would never have known you, Trolley.
May I lift your cover and show Edgar that it's really Trolley underneath?
It's Trolley on the inside.
And its cover is a car.
Oh, very good, very good.
I think our balcony cover is finished, Lady Evelyn.
Oh, yes, and it looks very good.
We made it and we like it.
That's right. And now I'm going to go over and help Corny. He's making some sort of a cover over at his factory.
If you see Chef Brockett,
I'll tell him you're waiting.
In the kitchen.
Very good.
I feel like eating a blueberry, Edgar. I think I'll come to the kitchen with you.
They're in the refrigerator without the cover.
Oh, very good then. I'll see you there.
Corny. Cornflake especially.
Why, hello there, Lady Evelyn.
Why, hello, you handsome manufacturing man.
Why, you make me feel like singing.
Oh, please go right ahead.
I'm a man who manufactures.
I know that song.
Who manufactures what?
Chairs. You're a man who manufactures chairs and everywheres.
Right, I'm a man.
Who manufactures.
Absolutely correct. And today I'm manufacturing a cover.
A cover? What are you going to use the cover for?
One of my rocking chairs. Wait a minute, I'll get it.
And everywheres, he's a man who manufactures chairs and covers for chairs.
Now, This is my model, 81351. It's my top of the line.
Beautiful chair.
Yes.
But what are you going to use for a cover?
What would you think about a horse?
A horse for a cover?
That's right.
A real live horse?
Oh, not a live one. Just a minute, I'll show you what I mean.
That's a funny idea. Having a horse sitting on a rocking chair.
Well, here it is.
How does it work?
Well, just put it on. Just put it on the 81351. Oh, no. That's good, but just turn it around and see.
Turn it around?
Yes. That's right.
Wow!
See what happens?
It looks just like a rocking horse.
Yeah, that was my idea.
Well, you made that all by yourself.
It was fun thinking about it, and it was fun doing it.
Well, you certainly didn't need any help from me.
But I do now, Lady Evelyn.
How can I help?
Would you please take it to the museum go-round? Lady Elaine told me she wanted to put it on display. She likes the idea of a rocking chair horse.
Oh, I'll be glad to. I'll be glad to take it over.
Good. That means I can get back to my regular work. I've always got a lot to do, you know.
I know. You're a man who manufactures. We'll have a peace-filled day, Corny.
Thanks. You too, Lady A.
I do. Bye. Hi, Chef Brockett.
You look like you were in another world.
I was thinking about this rocking chair horse.
A horse chair cover. Did Corny do it?
Yes. And Edgar's been looking for you. He says you're going to help him cover his refrigerator.
What do you think of this?
Oh, that's a wonderful idea. Not hot.
Yeah, you know, it'll fit right over the refrigerator in the castle because that's about as big as my arm.
Oh, perfect. I know he'll like it.
I hope he does.
He said to tell you that he's waiting in the kitchen at the castle.
Fine, thanks.
And Aunt Sarah may be with him. She's eating a blueberry.
I'll join them. Doce.
Doce. This wonderful cover, a horse that covered his top-of-the-line rocking chair, and I took it over and showed it to Chef Brockett, and I was just saying goodbye, and it took off.
Meow, meow, took off, meow?
Yes, look, there it is over there.
Meow. Meow, meow, catch it, meow.
Yes, but how?
Meow, meow, ex, meow, meow, help.
Oh, good, I'll ask him.
Meow, 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 here, meow, tomorrow.
Oh, no.
Meow, 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 bell, meow, help.
Yes, good idea. We'll ring your bell.
Meow.
Where is your bell?
Meow, meow, under meow cover.
Oh, you've covered it.
Mm-hmm.
What is this?
Meow, meow, pea pod.
Oh, it's a pea pod. with a bell inside instead of peas.
Mm-hmm. Meow, meow, ring it. Meow.
Hen.
Meow. Meow.
It seems to like the bell.
Meow. Yeah, certainly meow.
Oh.
Oh. Meow. Meow.
Hen,
comes
close. Will you do me a favor?
Meow.
Would you just keep on ringing the bell?
Meow.
So the horse will stay close?
Meow.
And I'll go and ask Aunt Sarah and Uncle Friday and the others what I can do.
Meow.
After all, I'm supposed to take it to the museum go-round. I said I would.
Meow. Meow, meow, ring, meow,
thank
bell.
Thank you.
Meow, ring it. Meow, horse. Meow, 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 meow.
Oh, of course. Oh, yes, except for the rocking chair horse, but I'll tell you about that next time. I've got to go and see Aunt Sarah.
Everything was going very well until that horse took off into the air. Now, how do you suppose that happened? Of course, anything can happen in make-believe. Maybe you could make up your own story about it in between now and the next time that we make-believe together. And you could make some covers, too, if you like. I have an idea here. Yeah, here it is. This is a little bell. Can you hear it? I want to put this little bell in one of these pea pods. And I'll mix them up here. And then you can guess which one it's in. Ready to look? Okay. Let's try this one. Is it in this one? No. How about this one on this side? No, not in there. Yeah, so it's in one of these. Let's try this one. No. So it must be in this one. And there it is. The little bell in the pea pod. Let's look in one more of these and see how many peas are inside. Can you count them? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There they are, growing right inside that pea pod. There. I'll put them in here. Take them home and finish shelling them for dinner. I think I'll take the empty pods and just put them in the garden. Yeah. That'll help the ground. There. I'll put that bell in my pocket, because I won't be cooking that. But I will cook these dumplings from the Kuangs. Give you a little food, fish. Well, this is a good part of my dinner. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day such a special day. You know how. By just your being yourself. There's only one person in the whole world like you. And people can like you exactly as you are. I'll be back next time. Bye.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.